WorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As the fastest 2 hours of travel moves right along on this June 21st, here we go with today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
Sudden changes, unknown situations, and even world happenings could certainly compromise your travel plans. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/Carry.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan is one of the best things you can do for successful travel. You need to do it before you leave, all right? That's important. And it safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues for you, including lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, work-related cancellations, translation services, medical expenses and evacuations, prescription replacement, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. More importantly, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it's summertime, and while sunning, swimming, or walking on any of our long and beautiful U.S. beaches, have you ever thought of where the sand comes from or how these beaches are maintained so we can enjoy them? Well, Mother Nature couldn't do it alone. We actually have the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to thank for most of our fortified sandy coastlines here in the U.S. Joining Robert and me to discuss this for today's personal connection via the show hotline is Dr. Amanda Treitinger with the Army Corps.
Well, looking forward to this conversation, Mary. Amanda, appreciate you joining us for America's number one travel radio show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk about one of my favorite topics.
Well, exactly. Mary and I, we love the beach as well. So I want to get into this because, you know, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has a long and fascinating history going back to George Washington, for folks that don't know that. They've been instrumental during wartime. They've played a huge role in transforming our rivers, canals, and roads throughout history and many other things. I'd like you to share with everyone listening what the Army Corps of Engineers is today and how we have them all to thank for the beaches that we have in this country.
Well, that's a heavy lift. The Army Corps is a lot of things to a lot of people. I'll say, from my perspective, the Army Corps is a steward of good engineering. You know, we work for the communities we live in, and we have to make sure that we serve them, we create the best multi-benefited infrastructure that we can so communities can feel safe living where they live and enjoy that infrastructure. And coastal systems and beach nourishments are the number one example of how the Army Corps provides that stewardship and that service to the communities around.
So let's dig into that a little bit. I want to use Virginia Beach as the first example. That's an area Robert and I have visited for years. We were there just recently with one of our big Let's Go America tours and live remotes, and we both remarked on how wide and long that coastline is. Of course, a lot of that is natural, but I'm bringing it up because when we were there, we were told that just this past season in the winter that the city had the Army Corps there. And one of the quotes I heard was about 950,000 cubic yards of sand was deposited between 15th and 45th streets for beach replenishment. That's a lot of sand. Just using that beach as an example, because it's such a popular beach, and talk about the specifics of what kind of maintenance that takes, and do you generally work off season?
Great questions. So that's a really great example of the Army Corps' beach replenishment projects. We do work around, depending on which beach you're at, we work at different seasons. And a lot of that is because of the availability of sediment, which a whole nother topic to look in. Sediment for beach nourishments is our number two most rapidly natural occurring resource, the first being good, clean drinking water. So that's a whole thing on its own. So availability of sediment is going to create opportunity to place it. And then also we have to build around dredging windows. So things like turtle season or certain migratory birds can limit when we're able to place material on beaches. And that'll create when those specific locations and regional variability are open to dredge material placement and beneficial use on beaches.
So a lot goes into this. And are you working on beaches, Amanda, on the eastern seaboard and the western seaboard? And are there differences on those coastlines? Because, I mean, the water's different, the wind's different, the sand's different.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to work at all of the beaches because I'm a research hydraulic engineer, so I get to just helicopter in and study those specific beaches and then helicopter back out. But yeah, they're all different. So the Gulf Coast also very different. Mm-hmm. And the part of the coastal engineering side of this is we have to figure out the hydrodynamics and how that informs beach placement. So the beach profile, how we want to shape things like the dune system that goes into the berm and then the steady slope of the beach. That's going to be dependent on how the beaches around are formed, because if you are to place, say, a really steep beach on a very steady slope, you're going to see erosion at the toe of your fill. So wherever your limits or your boundaries of that placement are, you're going to get failure. So it's really important to study those characteristics when informing your beach elevation and characteristics.
Well, there's so many factors. So interesting. Again, as you just said, Mary, different sands, different
Patterns,
the environmental situation. Yeah. So, you know, Amanda, so this is the personal connection segment of the show, and certainly beaches, they're personal for so many of us. Mary and I, we've always gravitated to water and islands over mountains, and we have terrific memories that have been made on beach vacations, you know, throughout our lifetime, both ourselves and with our sons. So, you know, you're a native of Florida. I know you had a fairly significant weather event happen to you when you were young. So if you're comfortable sharing a little bit about your story, I'm bringing it up because I'm sure it's probably helped lead you to where you are today as an engineer with the Army Corps.
1,000%. I was in Florida in 2004. I had just become a freshman, which you can imagine is a very hit or miss time in someone's life. And we had the most energetic hurricane season that anyone had ever seen in Florida. It was Charlie, Francis, Ivan, Gene, one after another, and I just really saw the impact of the long term while living there. So you think of a hurricane hitting, and you think of water levels and inundation, wave action, damage to buildings. You think about everybody evacuating. The thing that I think is less prevalent in people's mind is when you get back to your house, and the effect that long-term effect that the hurricanes have on the communities for just daily practices, things like, you know, I was in the marching band and I wasn't quite good on the field at that time because I hadn't been on my entire freshman year. So there's just a lot of things that I saw, you know, more than the logos, but like the ethos, the emotional impact of being behind that year. So yeah, that's one of the reasons. I also really liked math and the environment, so I came together.
That makes sense.
And luckily, there was a career path there.
And I was going to say, you know, listen, and we know hurricanes can destroy beaches, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I am curious about this. Is the Army Corps pretty much, you know, boots on the ground pretty quickly when big storms hit?
Oh yeah, Army Corps' bread and butter to respond. That's actually, you know, why we got formed is as a proactive, but more than that, reactive group to come and provide safety to emergency and bring back the normal as soon as you can to communities.
Amanda, I'm curious if you, we're going to run out of time in about a minute and a half, but I'm curious when you say you fly in and out of all of these beaches, and I understand the Army Corps, I mean, we're talking about beaches all over the United States on both coastlines. How often are you replenishing these beaches? Is it every year? Is it every couple of years?
Yeah, there's got to be a system in place.
Yeah, it depends on the beach and the location. This could be we typically expect every 7 years to rebuild a beach, but it can be every 3 years. I was in Jacksonville for Hurricane Matthew, and there was a beach nourishment north of the Jacksonville beach up, and the hurricane came through immediately. 6 months later, you had to replenish that material. So it can be pretty frequent, but the good news and what's harder to see is the more frequently you're replenishing the beach, the more actively that beach was protecting you. Because if it wasn't that sand that got wiped away, it would have been your house.
Well, that's a good point. And really quick on this, is there a part of the country where you're seeing more erosion faster than others?
North Carolina's beaches, because of the Outer Banks, we see a lot of action there. Long Beach in California, And then Louisiana, oh my gosh, definitely look into Louisiana.
All right, so right there on the Gulf of America. I got you. Yeah. Okay, so fair enough. Amanda, listen, good information for sure today. Thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate
thank you.
That. I hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Thanks, guys. It's really important what you're doing, so thanks for keeping it up.
Well, take care now.
Thank you, Amanda.
Best to you.
Take care.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, Mary, interesting conversation. A lot to think about when you go to the beach.
Yes, a lot more to think about than I think we all realize, clearly.
All right, well, we are about 20 minutes from the latest museum gallery on your favorite travel radio show. We're going to take a break right now so Bobby can run some sponsor messages for us, and our local stations can update you during this bottom hour break. Next up, it's The Right Stuff. Thanks for being here with us today, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.